Am I going to be able to get through this interview, or are you guys just going to crack me up all interview?
You're going to get through it.
Do it!
Screamed his name. One of them fainted when I said Ego's name.
Oh, what's happening?
I'm trying to be like Will Smith when I grew up. Big Willie, two-time defensive player of the year.
Yeah, you the man.
I've already got an Odd Couple team going for you guys. First of all, you got SoCal and South Florida. All right, that's number one. Let's begin there. What's better?
Now, we had this talk the other day about the best athletes come from Florida. I mean, I feel like it's a proven, you know?
It's a fact?
It is.
No comment.
You know what? Do you guys have arguments for fun about a lot of different topics?
Everything.
Give me one of your better ones.
I was trying to get him cut his hair the other day.
Yeah, not finna happen.
Has it happened this year yet?
No.
Yeah, cut it like 6 years.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot. Why won't you cut it?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Good question.
I don't know. I just had long hair since what? Sixth grade?
He's jealous.
I think so.
Look, he's got a clean lid.
I'm handsome. Bald hair.
Can you put in the context what your rookie year's been like?
Tell you the truth, fast. Probably not what a normal rookie would go through. You know, there's only a few rookies that really get thrown into the fire, like me and Ego so far. So, not just fast, but, you know, fun as well.
Yeah, it's definitely been a new experience for us, I could say, at least. You know, just new roles. You know, you're coming from places where we both were the man, and now you got to adapt to, you know, having 53 other men in the room, you know?
You guys came in together, obviously, back-to-back draft picks. Are you okay with Ego going ahead of you? Or are you upset about that, too?
Oh, no. My main thing was just the sooner I get drafted, the sooner I can get to work.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. Every last one of them that drafted before me, I watched every last draft pick from the 29th to Dominic Easley to the 12th to Aaron. I watched them all. Hey, look, yeah, I'm a competitor. I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm trying to outdo everybody, you know. I feel like he got the same minds. He's just a little more modest than me. So I'm going to let you know right now. I watched every draft pick, and yes, I was upset when they got drafted before me. I'm still upset to this day.
You're about as productive as any of the rookie defensive tackles in the National Football League this season based on how many snaps you're getting. So are you both feeling like you're on the right track to where you want to go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shoot. What's up?
Don't be shy now there, Big Will.
You kind of answered the question.
Yeah, for the snaps we getting, you know, compared to other people that's around the league that's in our same predicament, I feel like we did a good job. I feel like we still got a lot of learning to do. And we nowhere near satisfied because we're trying to be one of the best duos to, you know, play this game, hopefully.
Wearing this particular uniform, does it mean a lot to you to be a Bear?
I got a Brian Urlacher jersey still to this day. I got a Walter Payton jersey still to this day. When you throw that jersey on, it's just so much tradition. Yeah, so much tradition.
You always see the Walter Paytons and the Dick Buskins, and you know, that's amazing. But I feel like we went to Washington when we did the community service, and to see like the real effect, the true NFL fans, like it was like LSU all over again, like college atmosphere, the diehard fans, and like this was like amazing because, you know, you expect the NFL to be like not as intense as college. But at the same time, our fans was crazy. And that really hit me, that moment right there, like how truly involved our fans are with us.